T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Not holding the elevator door, saying God bless you after only the first sneeze, leaving just a mouthful of juice in the container.
Our world is overflowing with savages.
Team PXY explores the fine line of acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery. It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
On tap for today, Savage or Sensible, using the opposite gender's bathroom when only one person is allowed to be in there at a time. Talked about this last week. We've got a unique situation here at the office when it comes to the bathroom sitch.
Yeah, what's that like?
It's different. There's literally signs on the doors that one side says vacant, the other says occupied, because there's some new rules in place here, again, with everything going on, that only one person is allowed to be in a bathroom at a time.
Okay.
And yeah, this is a newer thing. Not a ton of people in the building still. Only a handful really are back. But obviously, I think this will be the norm for a lot of people when they go back to work, right? So that's why I want to get into this, because I need to have a contingency plan and know if this is okay. I see nothing wrong with this. It makes complete sense to me. Because let's run through the scenario of what would go down, right?
Okay.
You run to the bathroom and you see, oh, the sign on the men's room says occupied. And then you look over and you see the sign on the women's room, vacant. If only one person is allowed to be in there at a time, can't you just go in?
Yeah.
What's the problem? What's wrong? What's wrong with that exactly?
Well, it's like the entitlement.
What do you mean? What do you mean the entitlement?
Like, say a woman comes up and wants to go to the bathroom and then sees you come out.
Yeah.
Why would they wait when you weren't even supposed to be there in the first place? Why would they wait to go to the bathroom? Why would they wait for you to finish up when it's not?
Because essentially what happens is they become unisex rooms, right? Anyone can just use them.
I mean, so they not got, really. You're just making that up.
First, well, no. I mean, and so you're telling me that I shouldn't be allowed to use that restroom in the instance of possibly a woman comes by?
Yeah. I mean, it's theirs. So it's their restroom. I don't really understand why all of a sudden, now that there's only one person allowed, you feel
okay. So you're saying I got mixed up on your entitlement argument. You're saying that that specific gender is entitled to that room. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm not buying that logic. I'm sorry. I'm not. I don't see the problem. I don't see the problem with it.
So you're telling me if a woman went into the men's room and was taking a big whatever.
Don't get too graphic.
Whatever. Doing whatever they had to do.
Sure.
Took like 6 minutes.
Okay.
And you're sitting there and you're waiting and there's someone in the women's room too.
Uh-huh.
Because they have the same logic as you.
Yeah.
You're not going to be extremely peeved. You're not going to be extremely upset when that woman comes waltzing out and you've been waiting there and we only have so much time.
They got there
first. We only have so much time.
Well, then I missed out. That sucks. No, I would not be peeved because, oh, they got there before I did. And look, like, it's funny that I bring this up from a male's perspective, being like, is it okay for us to go and use the women's room if no one else is going to be there? Women have been using the men's room forever.
I get that. I get that. But we're arguing right now is the one person per room. That's what we're arguing.
Yeah.
And yes. I don't think that rules just go out the window because it's one person. And if that was the case, I feel like they would have just covered the signs up. Cover the signs up.
Let's grab this. 222-9800. We've got Sarah on with us this morning. Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Doing good. Do you want to jump in for today's Savage or Sensible? Again, kind of a unique situation we have here in our office, but I've got a feeling that many will find something similar in there. Savage or Sensible, using the opposite gender's bathroom when only one person is allowed to be in there at a time. Breezy is going with the, it's called the women's room, and women are entitled to use it whenever they want, and there shouldn't be any mans in there taking up the time.
Mans.
What do you think?
Who's man's?
So I think a toilet is a toilet and a sink is a sink. And I think if you have to use it, you have to use it. I've gone in the men's room probably dozens of times.
We all have, Sarah.
Stuff if there's no one there. So I don't know. I don't see why the opposite couldn't be true as well.
I could not echo what I'm saying more, right? Why can't we just... Can rooms just all be unisex, by the way? How about we just do that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't have any problem with that. I feel like, okay. You know, if you got to go to the bathroom, you got to go to the bathroom. It doesn't matter, you know, which restroom you go in as long as, you know, you're able to do your business and you're not bothering anyone.
There, exactly. Is there a deeper level? Sarah, thanks for the call, by the way. Is there a deeper level to this, Breeze? Is it the, ugh, ew, he just came out of there? Is that part of this, too? Is there a gross factor that... Because I don't just buy the entitlement thing, because you just said that women can use the men's room. What about our entitlement to our room? We've never had that.
I don't... But what we're saying is the one person. And yes, it's gross. You're disgusting.
What?
I don't know what you do in there.
I don't do anything in the bathroom that you don't do or anyone else doesn't do. Yeah. Is there a caveat? Should it be a number one only? This is allowed if it's number one.
Well, it's disgusting because you're standing while you're peeing, you're spraying your stuff everywhere.
A little thing.
I don't want piss on the seat.
Okay.
I don't.
All right,
and that's a you thing.
Hold on. Not always. A little personal fact about me. Sometimes I like to sit. Judge if you want. It's fine. The bathroom is a relaxing experience for me. It's fine.
When you pee?
Sometimes. Yeah. Not all the time, but sometimes. So there's that.
See, that makes it even grosser.
Also, by the way, you're also buying into some gender stereotypes here that we can't control our stream. It just goes everywhere. And so, believe it or not.
I'm sure you can, but do you care?
Yes, the answer's absolutely. No. Shh. You can't say that at all. Have you ever sat on a pee seat of mine? Ever? I bet you haven't. You know why?
I grew up with a dad and a brother.
Oh, like, my God. Two men? Now you know how all men work?
And I've been in the boys' bathroom before.
Oh, my God. What about the male entitlement of being in their bathroom? You're talking out of both sides of your mouth here. Is what you're
Not really. Because we're talking about the one person per stall or per bathroom. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're arguing right now. And I'm telling you right now, if you were standing there waiting for the girl... Waiting for someone to come out of the boys' men's bathroom, what have you, and it's a girl, you're going to be so annoyed. Because, first of all, you could have been in there doing your business already. And second of all, they're not supposed to be in the first place. You would be annoyed. Don't sit here and say you wouldn't, because you would.
But I would be annoyed if it was a man walking out because I had to wait 6 minutes. The gender doesn't matter, is what my point is. 222-9800, more calls coming through if you want to jump in for today's Savage or Sensible. Amanda on with us now. Amanda, what do you think?
So I personally don't care. If I have to go to the bathroom, I'm using the men's or women's. They're all the same.
Yes.
I used to work for a company with disabilities, and when we were out in public and one of my residents had to use the bathroom, guess who was going in with them, whether the other gentleman liked it or not?
There you go. Yeah.
I was.
Right. Can we just get past
Listen. No, I'm not shy about doing this. I literally just admitted that I do this. Like, it's not an issue. The problem is that right now we're talking about the fact that there's only one person allowed.
Okay. So,
and he's taking up space from the person that is supposed to be in that gender box.
So
what
hold
have
on,
you.
Hold on. Based on your argument right now, what you're telling me is that you would be fine if the one person rule wasn't in effect. I could just walk into the women's bathroom and use it.
Wouldn't bother me.
What if I'm not saying, no, not to you, Amanda. I think we're on the same page. I'm asking Breezy this question. You would be that. What you're saying is it would be okay. Oh, everything's taken in the men's room. Oh, I'm just going to pop into the women's room. A pre-COVID life.
If you want to be that progressive, go for it. If you want to be that progressive,
like,
go
okay,
for it.
Okay, this is pre-COVID life. This isn't COVID life. Because me, I'm a COVID free. I could give two flying things about COVID right now.
Yeah.
If I got to go, I got to go. If somebody else has to go, I completely understand it.
Thank you.
What if that person has a child? What if a guy's out with his son? And his son has to go.
Yes.
Well, by all means, go.
Yep.
Amanda.
Thank you, Amanda. I appreciate
I agree.
I appreciate you standing up for the right to go to the bathroom. You have a great one. Okay.
Right now, we're talking about COVID. So that's the issue at hand here. I don't really want to talk about past life because we've already talked about that.
But I'm just saying.
If you have the balls enough to do it and you have the balls enough to wipe them around, do what you got to do.
Oh, God. All right.
I don't know.
A bunch of texts.
I know you will. I know you will.
A bunch of texts coming in on this. 585-222-9800. You could call us as well. This text thing gets case sensitive. I hope nobody abuses the power to decide to sit in the bathroom and cry during work and take up an hour while there's a line forming. It's very weirdly specific.
Very Hoyden.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure how much crying there is here at the office. The Savage vote from this texter: if a man uses the women's room, it's only savage if you don't put the seat down. So kind of. And that's like a respect thing. For the record, again, I know you want to paint the paintbrush here that all men are monsters.
I literally never said that. Don't put words in my mouth.
I literally
never said that. I said from my experience,
yeah,
growing up with two boys.
Yeah, everyone pees
men,
on the seat. Yeah.
Whatever they are. Uh-huh. Who knows what they are at this point? Truly, I can't tell you.
A little bit of both. A little bit of comedy.
It's a combo platter.
Yeah.
It wasn't always peaches and keen. Like, it wasn't great. Like, the toilet seat's up. There's stuff in the toilet.
I'll be respectful. Actually, be respectful. And I can speak to my bathroom hygiene. I'm very respectful. I grew up living in a house with a sister and obviously my mom. So I was never about always leave the seat up. My sister literally fell in once, by the way.
Because you left the seat up.
My dad left the seat up, actually.
Oh, but wait.
What?
How can we sit here and put everyone in a box?
So because
how can we do that?
I didn't. I never did. What do you mean?
But your dad did. That's
okay,
half the household.
So three men.
So two out of the four guys.
Three men
may,
you know,
may or may not put the seat down.
Oh yeah, four out of five dentists approve. More text coming through. Kelly,
math, not great.
Yeah, it's fair. Kelly, really? Sensible. Who cares? I personally don't even care if they use the regular restroom. Go on the stall, do your thing. Don't be a creep. Wash your damn hands and get out. I snuck into the men's room at places where the ladies' room had a long line. Kyle, we have gender bathrooms at the restaurant I work at for employees only that only allow one at a time. And I have, if I have to go quick, I'll use the women's bathroom. No one's complained. Let's grab this too. 222-9800. Andre from Rochester, what's going on, man?
Not much. How are you?
Doing good. Did you want to jump in for today's Savage or Sensible?
Sure.
Okay. What do you think? Using the opposing gender's bathroom and only one person is allowed to be in there at a time. You cool with that?
Honestly, I think it's a little savage.
You think it's a savage move?
Yeah.
Now, hold on, because I think there's a discussion we need to bring up. Is this a gender thing? Is it savage for guys and sensible for women? Would you be okay with women doing this, or do you think it's equally savage on both parts?
Equally savage on both parts.
Okay.
I mean, just go to your bathroom. If you can't wait, that's on you.
Well, if it's occupied. So, again, the unique situation we're experiencing here in our office is that we have restrooms that usually are multi-person ones. However, with the new rules, the issue is that only one person can be there at once, and we literally have signs on the doors that you can flip that go from vacant to occupied. So if you have like a couple of minutes and you got to do a quick number one, man, it can be really super quick, and you see occupied on the men's room, there's no part of you who's like, the vacant women's room, let's pop in there real quick, do my business, be on my way. You think that's a savage move?
Yeah, because what if the lady comes in like right right after you.
Yeah,
you
who know? Also has a show that they have to get back to. It just shows exactly. that you're in, like, you're like, oh, I'm so much more important. Oh, my, I'm so much more valuable than yours.
No, it's not.
So I have to block you from going into your own
it's
bathroom.
Not blocking anyone else.
Well, yes, it is because you can only have one person in at a time.
You're using the
so
word
I was not blocking.
You're using the word "what if" a lot because there's no guarantee that will happen.
But there's no guarantee it won't happen. So
right. I mean, in any case, your best bet is to just go by your own, by the rules that you have and not worry about it. I mean, if you go to a football game, I got to say, ladies got the short end of the stick there because guys at football games do not have as long a line of
yes,
the
li-
or
the
concerts
line, the
or
line
anything.
Moves
yeah.
a lot faster.
Yes.
But which, by the way, I think is why a lot of women have admitted that they did this in pre-COVID days too, when they didn't care
sure.
if it was one to a bathroom or if it was just a giant bathroom. Definitely been in some before where I heard the clickety-clack of high heels popping mm-hmm. around. So, all right. Mm-hmm. All right, Andre. Thank you for calling to the show this morning. You have a great one.
Yeah, you too.
All right, later, man. Got to bring up this text, 585-222-9800. They're voting sensible. Women's bathrooms are statistically, this is science, these are numbers,
yeah.
not opinion, dirtier than men's. If it's one at a time, just make it unisexing a lot of that as well. Okay.
Send me your thesis, please.
Would it make you feel any better if I went and just put a sign over where it says women's room and men's room and just wrote unisex?
Yeah.
That would make you feel better?
Sure.
Okay. All right. I can easily do that.
Take the labels off.
Since we're just hanging.
Labels ruin everything.
Since we're just hanging signs here all willy-nilly, might as well. Let's go to the poll up at 98pxy.com. Can always vote for Savage or Sensible.
HR calls Corey immediately.
What's that?
HR calls you immediately after hanging these signs.
It'd be the building manager. Oh, maybe HR too. I don't know. Savage or Sensible using the opposite gender's bathroom and only one person is allowed to be there in there at a time. 85% of the people voting say sensible.
Just get rid of the labels altogether.
Yeah, I'll get on those signs right now. Is it okay if it's just like a piece of paper and just like a Sharpie? I'm not gonna lam it.
They do it in LA. I mean. What's a great
show. Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage scale. More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.